You're listening to Backquote. I'm your host, Carla Fisher, and this is episode number 50. Our topic today is Pikachu. This fake podcast has some fake sponsors, so please listen to the following advertisement, which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by Podbot. Let's face it, buddy, your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way, your content is good, but it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-thru cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. I mean natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. Pikachu first appeared in the live-action animated film Pikachu, played by CGI and voiced by Ryan Reynolds, as a member of the Pikachu family in The Legend of Pikachu, a sequel to the original film. Pikachu first appeared in Pokémon Red and Green in Japan and was the first international release. Pikachu is the most famous of the Pokémon species and one of the most popular characters in the Pokémon series, as well as the second most famous Pokémon character. In recent years, Pikachu has become a popular figure alongside Pokémon Gold and Blue in other Pokémon games such as Pokémon Sun and Moon, Pokémon Yellow and Pokémon Blue. Pikachu was created from the Egg of Gold that hatched from Pichu and is one of the main characters in many Pokémon manga series. Since the first Pokémon trading card game was released in October 1996, Pikachu trading cards have been released, including limited edition promotional cards. There is also a baby Pikachu named Pichu and an evolved form of Pikachu named Raikou, as well as a Pikachu in the anime series. Pikachu has also been made a mascot for the franchise in a number of animated and manga series including Pokémon Sun and Moon, Pokémon X and Pokémon Y. As Pokémon are animals, I don't think they're technically part of a social contract, but I suspect it's the humans who are being harmed. In the movies and stories, Pokémon live in harmony with humans, so their laws are basically the same. The rules and laws would also apply to human partners and Pokémon pets, and as they are all animals, I don't think they are technically part of any social contract. There are 6 Pokémon that you can find and catch in the game world, and you can put them all together and purchase them by any means you can. There are 2 types of Pokémon, one for humans and 2 for animals, each with its own rules. Detective Pikachu is a kind of Pokémon called Pikachu, a cute electric mouse thing, and Eevee shares exactly the same beat you find in the first Pokémon game. Unfortunately, this means that you can only catch the Pokémon in Red, Blue and Yellow when the new legendary Pokémon Melton has evolved in the form of Melmetal, as it is in the Let's Go Pikachu and Eevee. Let's Go Pikachu, but you can't let go until you've introduced it to the rest of the world. The film centers on Tim Goodman, who travels to Rhyme City with his father Harry, who died in an accident with her father. Pikachu is the son of a father and a detective who recently died, or at least went missing. In the film, Justin plays the role of his partner Detective Pikachu, who solves crimes, loves coffee and sees things from a different perspective from the rest of the city's police force. There he meets other people with whom he can communicate and understand. Many Pokémon appear in the movie, they run, fly and fly around people and other Pokémon. Detective Pikachu is featured in a number of Pokémon games including Pokémon Sun and Moon, Pokémon Ultra Sun and Pokémon Super Sun. Soon after, Pikachu shows great power that sets him apart from Pokémon and others, and leads to Team Rocket constantly trying to catch him in order to win favor with their boss Giovanni. Other wild and trained Pikachu also appear in the film, often interacting with Ash and his Pikachu. Pikachu can communicate by saying every syllable of his own name in English, with the exception of Pika, Pika, and Pikas in Japanese and French. Pikachu is a Pokémon created by Satoshi Tajiri and is one of the most popular characters in the Pokémon series of video games. Pikachu is the main Pokémon mon used in Pokémon Sun and Moon as well as Pokémon Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon and Ultra Moon. Pikachu is widely considered the most popular Pokémon and is considered one of the best Pokémon mon in the Pokémon video game series. Pikachu has become an icon of Japanese culture in recent years, being named Time Magazine's second most liked person of the year in 1999, as the most popular cartoon character of all time and most popular character in Japan. Pikachu is also one of the most famous Pokémon, as it is the only Pokémon with a red-white color scheme and a black-blue body. Author Tracy West and Catherine Knoll have described Pikachu as the most popular character in the Pokémon video game series and one of the best Pokémon characters. He added that if someone walked around and asked Pokémon players what their favorite Pokémon was, they would choose Pikachu, in the black-and-white monologue that Professor Oak opened in the original Game Boy release. The message of harmony between humans and Pokémon goes back to the first Pokémon game, Pokémon Sun and Moon. This was Pikachu, by Backquote, and this was episode number 50. My name is Carla Fisher, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe. PodBot. Let's face it, buddy, your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant, or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way, your content is good, but it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-thru cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. I mean natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast.